From National Public Radio, this is NPR World of Opera. I'm Lisa Simeone. If we can believe Giuseppe Verdi, there was a time when history came within a single chance meeting of losing all but two of his operas. Early in his career, his second opera, King for a Day, was a dismal failure. Afterwards, he was so depressed that he considered giving up composing altogether. Then one day on the streets of Milan, Verdi ran into the impresario of La Scala, a fellow named Merelli. As luck would have it, Merelli had a libretto on his hands and bullied Verdi into looking at it. So just to get the guy off his back, Verdi agreed to read the thing. Now, Verdi was known to exaggerate a bit when describing his early career, so maybe he hadn't truly decided to abandon opera. In any case, he found Merelli's libretto irresistible. It was a grand story of struggle between the Jews and the Babylonians. Before long, that story became Verdi's third opera, Nabucco. It was his first great triumph, and it set his whole career in motion. When that career was over, a famous chorus from the opera was given an impromptu performance at his own funeral, some 60 years after it was written. On this edition of NPR World of Opera, Verdi's Nabucco comes to us in a production from the Bavarian State Opera in Munich. The stars are baritone Paolo Gavanelli, sopranos Maria Guleghina and Daniela Sindram, and tenor Alexander Antonenko.